Hi, and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 334, and I'm Steve Webb. Today we'll finish the book of Zephaniah, we'll read the book of Haggai, and start the book of Zechariah. Let's begin. Zephaniah chapter 3. The filthy, stained city is as good as dead. The city filled with oppressors is finished. She is disobedient. She refuses correction. She does not trust the Lord. She does not seek the advice of her God. Her princes are as fierce as roaring lions. Her rulers are as hungry as wolves in the desert, who completely devour their prey by morning. Her prophets are proud. They are deceitful men. Her priests defile what is holy. They break God's laws. The just Lord resides within her. He commits no unjust acts. Every morning he reveals his justice. At dawn he appears without fail. Yet the unjust know no shame. I destroyed nations. Their walled cities are in ruins. I turned their streets into ruins. No one passes through them. Their cities are desolate. No one lives there. I thought, certainly you will respect me. Now you will accept correction. If she had done so, her home would not be destroyed by all the punishments I've threatened. But they eagerly sinned in everything they did. Therefore you must wait patiently for me, says the Lord, for the day when I attack and take plunder. I have decided to gather nations together and assemble kingdoms, so I can pour out my fury on them, all my raging anger. For the whole earth will be consumed in my fiery anger. Know for sure that I will then enable the nations to give me acceptable praise. All of them will invoke the Lord's name when they pray, and all will worship him in unison. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, those who pray to me will bring tribute. In that day you will not be ashamed of all your rebelliousness against me, for then I will remove from your midst those who proudly boast, and you will never again be arrogant on my holy hill. I will leave in your midst a humble and meek group of people, and they will find safety in the Lord's presence. The Israelites who remain will not act deceitfully. They will not lie, and a deceitful tongue will not be found in their mouth. Indeed, they will graze peacefully like sheep and lie down. No one will terrify them. Shout for joy, daughter Zion. Shout out, Israel. Be happy and honest with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned back your enemy. Israel's king, the Lord, is in your midst. You no longer need to fear disaster. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, "Don't be afraid, Zion. Your hands must not be paralyzed from panic. The Lord your God is in your midst. He is a warrior who can deliver. He takes great delight in you. He renews you by his love. He shouts for joy over you. As for those who grieve because they cannot find the festivals, I took them away from you. They became tribute and were a source of shame to you. Look, at that time I will deal with those who mistreated you. I will rescue the lame sheep and gather together the scattered sheep. I will take away their humiliation and make the whole earth admire and respect them. At that time I will lead you. At that time I will gather you together. Be sure of this. I will make all the nations of the earth respect and admire you when you see me restore you, says the Lord. Haggai chapter 1. On the first day of the sixth month of King Darius's second year, the Lord spoke this message through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to the high priest Joshua, son of Jehozadak. The Lord who rules over all says this, "These people have said, 'The time for rebuilding the Lord's temple has not yet come.'" So the Lord spoke through the prophet Haggai as follows, "Is it right for you to live in richly paneled houses while my temple is in ruins? Here then is what the Lord who rules over all says. Think carefully about what you are doing. You have planted much, but have harvested little. You eat, but are never filled. You drink, but are still thirsty. You put on clothes, but are not warm. Those who earn wages end up with holes in their money bags. Moreover, the Lord who rules over all says, pay close attention to these things also. Go up to the hill country and bring back timber to build the temple. Then I will be pleased and honored, says the Lord. You expected a large harvest, but instead there was little, and when you brought it home, it disappeared right away. Why, asks the Lord who rules over all? Because my temple remains in ruins, thanks to each of you favoring his own house. This is why the sky has held back its dew, and its earth its produce. Moreover, I have called for a drought that will affect the fields, the hill country, the grain, new wine, fresh olive oil, and everything that grows from the ground. It will also harm people, animals, and everything they produce. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and the high priest of Joshua, son of Jehozadak, along with the whole remnant of the people, obeyed the Lord their God. They responded favorably to the message of the prophet Haggai, who spoke just as the Lord their God had instructed him, and the people began to respect the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke the Lord's word to the people. "I am with you," says the Lord. So the Lord energized and encouraged Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, the high priest Joshua, son of Jehozadak, and the whole remnant of the people. They came and worked on the temple of their God, the Lord who rules over all. This took place on the 24th day of the 6th month of King Darius's second year. Haggai chapter 2. On the 21st day of the 7th month, the Lord spoke again through the prophet Haggai. "Ask the following questions to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, the high priest Joshua, son of Jehozadak, and the remnant of the people. Who among you survivors saw the former splendor of this temple? How does it look to you now? Isn't it nothing by comparison? Even so, take heart, Zerubbabel, says the Lord. Take heart, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and all you citizens of the land, says the Lord, and begin to work. For I am with you, says the Lord, who rules over all. Do not fear, because I made a promise to your ancestors when they left Egypt, and my spirit even now testifies to you. Moreover, the Lord who rules over all says, in just a little while I will once again shake the sky and the earth, the sea and the dry ground. I will also shake up all the nations, and they will offer their treasures. Then I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord who rules over all. The silver and gold will be mine, says the Lord who rules over all. The future splendor of this temple will be greater than that of former times, the Lord who rules over all declares, and in this place I will give peace. On the 24th day of the 9th month of Darius's second year, the Lord spoke again to the prophet Haggai. The Lord who rules over all says, ask the priests about the law. If someone carries holy meat in a fold of his garment, and that fold touches bread, a boiled dish, wine, olive oil, or any other food, will that item become holy? The priests answered, it will not. Then Haggai asked, if a person who is ritually unclean because of touching a dead body comes in contact with one of these items, will it become unclean? The priests answered, it will be unclean. Then Haggai responded, the people of this nation are unclean in my sight, says the Lord, and so is all their effort. Everything they offer is also unclean. Now therefore, reflect carefully on the recent past, before one stone was laid on another in the Lord's temple. From that time, when one came expecting a heap of 20 measures, there were only 10. When one came to the wine vat to draw out 50 measures from it, there were only 20. I struck all the products of your labor with blight, disease, and hail, and yet you brought nothing to me, says the Lord. Think carefully about the past. From today, the 24th day of the 9th month, to the day work on the temple of the Lord was resumed, think about it. The seed is still in the storehouse, isn't it? And the vine, fig tree, pomegranate, and olive tree have not produced. Nevertheless, from today on, I will bless you. Then the Lord spoke again to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. Tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, I am ready to shake the sky and the earth. I will overthrow royal thrones and shatter the might of earthly kingdoms. I will overthrow chariots and those who ride them, and horses and their riders will fall as people kill one another. On that day, says the Lord who rules over all, I will take you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant, says the Lord, and I will make you like a signet ring. For I have chosen you, says the Lord who rules over all. Zechariah chapter 1. In the 8th month of Darius's second year, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, as follows. The Lord was very angry with your ancestors. Therefore say to the people, the Lord who rules over all says, turn to me, says the Lord who rules over all, and I will turn to you, says the Lord who rules over all. Do not be like your ancestors, to whom the former prophets called out, saying, the Lord who rules over all says, turn now from your evil wickedness. But they would by no means obey me, says the Lord. As for your ancestors, where are they? And did the prophets live forever? But have my words and statutes, which I commanded my servants the prophets, not outlived your fathers? Then they paid attention and confessed, the Lord who rules over all has indeed done what he said he would do to us because of our sinful ways. On the 24th day of the 11th month, the month of Shabbat, in Darius's second year, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, as follows. I was attentive that night and saw a man seated on a red horse that stood among some myrtle trees in the ravine. Behind him were red, sorrel, and white horses. Then I asked one nearby, "What are these, sir?" The angelic messenger, who replied to me, said, "I will show you what these are." Then the man standing among the myrtle trees spoke up and said, "These are the ones whom the Lord has sent to walk about on the earth." The riders then agreed with the angel of the Lord, who was standing among the myrtle trees. "We have been walking about on the earth, and now everything is at rest and quiet." The angel of the Lord then asked, "Lord, who rules over all, how long before you have compassion on Jerusalem and the other cities of Judah, which you have been so angry with for these 70 years? The Lord then addressed good, comforting words to the angelic messenger who was speaking to me. Turning to me, the messenger then said, "Cry out that the Lord who rules over all says, 'I am very much moved for Jerusalem and for Zion, but I am greatly displeased with the nations that take my grace for granted. I was a little displeased with them, but they have only made things worse for themselves. Therefore, says the Lord, I have become compassionate toward Jerusalem and will rebuild my temple in it, says the Lord who rules over all. Once more, a surveyor's measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem. Speak up again with the message of the Lord who rules over all. My cities will once more overflow with prosperity, and once more the Lord will comfort Zion and validate his choice of Jerusalem." Once again I looked, and this time I saw four horns. So I asked the angelic messenger who spoke with me, "What are these?" He replied, "These are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem." Next the Lord showed me four blacksmiths. I asked, "What are these going to do?" He answered, "These horns are the ones that have scattered Judah, so that there is no one to be seen. But the blacksmiths have come to terrify Judah's enemies and cut off the horns of the nations that have thrust themselves against the land of Judah in order to scatter its people." We'll be in Zechariah for a few days, and then after that we've got the epistles of John, Malachi, and then we'll spend most of the last 2 weeks in the book of Romans. I thought it would be appropriate to end in Romans, because in many ways it sort of brings everything together. It talks about the law, it talks about the Old Testament, and then of course it beautifully explains God's grace. It's probably my favorite book in the Bible. So until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.